Welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon in Washington, D.C., and that means it's time for another edition of our VOA 1 podcast. I'm Ray McDonald. On my right is...
The Lady DJ. How you doing, Ray?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Of course, every week we get together and we spend 10 minutes or so talking about the big pop stories of the week. And of course, the story that's overshadowed everything this week was last Friday's coordinated terrorist attacks on Paris.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I tell you, I was home and I just happened to log on to Facebook. Typically, after I get home, I try to stay as far away from the news as I can. But I took a look. And the one thing that struck me, and I think this is the case for every music lover, was the fact that a music venue had been attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who loves music, anyone who loves live music, anyone who's ever been to a concert and who hasn't, could definitely feel that, could understand how scary that must be, could know that at any time that could be any of us. So it was a hard one. It was a hard one for me. But and I think as Bono said, I think he said soon after the attacks, he said, you know, this is the first time that music has been attacked. This
yeah.
is the first time they've come for us. And I feel that. I understand what he means.
Yeah, it was selected for maximum psychological impact. Absolutely. The Bataclan Theater. And now that we've had a chance to reflect and to mourn those who were lost in the attacks, we're starting to pick up the pieces. And on Thursday or Wednesday, the owners of several of Paris's biggest clubs issued a joint statement saying that they are going to be opening again this weekend. And the statement says, nothing and nobody will stop Paris from dancing. So they're not about to just – you know, cower in the face of this. It's not going to happen.
No, and that's a powerful statement if you think about it.
Yeah.
Is that we're going to keep going. We're going to keep moving and we're going to enjoy ourselves. It's
yeah.
not
you're not going to get in the way of our joie de vivre.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not going to happen.
Exactly.
And in other developments, of course, the band that was headlining at the Bataclan, the Eagles of Death Metal, suffered the death of their merchandise manager, Nick Alexander. And a few days after the attack, they issued a statement saying, you know, we stand with the French. We stand with our fans. And Josh Omi, who was one of the co-founders of the band, he was not touring with them when the attack occurred. He is now raising funds to aid the victims and the families of those affected by the attacks. And he's asking fans around the world to donate through his charity, the Sweet Stuff Foundation. Josh set that up a couple of years ago to help musicians in need. And so if anybody can spare anything, then please give. Mm. And a lot of other bands say that they want to perform in Paris. Zedd is going to be performing in Paris on Sunday the 22nd. Roseanne Cash was quoted as saying she can't wait to get back to the Bataclan in particular because she performed there in 1990. And she just says it's just this magical historic venue.
Mm-hmm.
So no way is music down for the count in Paris.
No.
It's going to be as vibrant as ever.
And that's right. And I think it's also important to mention that they are and they understand the necessity of taking certain precautions in terms of security.
Mm.
So things will look a little different. My understanding is that they are going to increase security. They're going to have different kinds of security. They'll have police, actual police there as opposed to just bouncers, you know, usually
yeah.
you just have door people. So while they want everyone, we want everyone to get back to normal, to enjoy the music and the dancing to live on. We understand the world we live in. They understand that. And I hope anyone who is in Paris, on their way to Paris, can go and understand that you will be safe,
right.
God willing. So don't concern yourself with that. Just enjoy life. It's too short.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Very well put, Shauna. Well, moving on, I guess the other story, the story that we were all watching prior to these attacks was the commercial battle between Justin Bieber's Purpose album and One Direction's Made in the AM. And as of Friday afternoon, the final figures aren't in yet. As of Friday afternoon, it looks like Justin has beaten 1D to the punch here in the U.S. The latest sales figures for Purpose are just over 500,000, with Made in the AM like 25,000 copies behind in second place. So it looks like Purpose is going to be opening at number one. Over in England, over in the United Kingdom, the official charts company reports that 1D is going to be the winner.
So we were both right.
Yeah, that's it. That's the bottom line. Right. We're both right.
When all is said and done, we know our stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I spent much of the day yesterday, finally, with Justin's album. Listen to it track for track. Mm-hmm. It is a very interesting album. It's a pop album, but it is also an R&B album to a large extent. There are lots and lots of different influences. And so just as was predicted, I suspect that he now has a slightly larger fan base because of the sound of the album.
Yeah.
Took a few minutes with One Direction. I enjoyed Justin Bieber's album more than One Direction. One Direction, straightforward pop. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Right?
Yeah.
Always has been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think Justin Bieber was very savvy to hook up with Diplo and Skrillex. And at first I really wondered what it was going to be all about. But I've been saying what a nice streamlined pop sound that they've created for him. And you're right. There's a lot more R&B there too. Mm-hmm. Because Justin likes rap. He likes R&B.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that he's really – this is a sort of a declaration of maturity for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is his first really mature album, and it's going to be interesting to see where he takes this. He's got a world tour planned. So, yeah, he's looking good. He's done a very good job of rehabbing his image. You know, there have been a little hiccups here and there, but I don't think we're going to be seeing all of the missteps that we did a year or two ago.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, and he's matured. I mean, as an artist, it's clear that he's matured. And it seems as a human being, he is matured. I want to say, too, that I was impressed with the songwriting, the lyrical content. Mm-hmm. I listened to the beat first and then I took some time and said, okay, you know, This is intense. This is real. This is honest. I can feel this. So, yeah, I think we're seeing maturity all the way around when
Justin.
It comes to Justin. And I think I hope for him that the tour will be a success. And I'm thinking about going. I might actually be there.
All right, Shauna. Well, let's finish up with ex One Direction member Zayn Malik, who left in March. Who did a very interesting interview giving us a little insight into what he's all about.
Yeah, well, this is his first major interview. He sat down with Fader magazine, and I took some time out to read it. And I thought there were some very interesting things that came out of that interview. One being he said he didn't even want to audition for X Factor. As you know, that's how One Direction came together.
Right.
They all auditioned individually and made it to the show individually, and then
Simon
Cowell
put them together.
Yeah, and he said, you know, I didn't want to do it. My mom woke me up that morning, and I just said, okay, you know what? I'll do it for her. So were it not for his mom, he may not have been in the group, and I don't know that he would have been very disappointed because he also said that he really didn't want to be in the group in the first place. So it really should be no surprise now that we have that information that he left. He also felt like he said that One Direction was forcing his branding and that it was counter to his real personality, that they wanted him to be kind of dark and mysterious. And he said, and naturally, he's a happy-go-lucky, friendly kind of guy. And so he felt like he was locked into this image that was not him.
This is the eternal refrain of boy band members. That wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't who I am. So I think Zayn, this is very freeing on him to get him out of there, get him off the treadmill. And I'm going to be very interested to hear what he has for us.
Yeah, I think it'll be